A U.S. admiral is pledging that he can empty Guantanamo in a mere 10 days. That's good news, because moving day was supposed to be January, right? Or bad news, depending on how you look at it. How desperate are we to have those terror detainees on our shores? A lot of folks who lost loved ones as a result of 9/11, not too happy about any of it. Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show, Coast to Coast, and everywhere in between. So coming up, we're going to talk about that. Also, you know, I'm big on looking up into the sky. I think it has to do with when I was a kid. I was so desperate to see the eclipse. I saw it one time. I worked so hard on those crazy cutouts where you would look down, you know, you looked straight ahead and you had the little column where you were supposed to be able to see it. It was supposed to protect your eye. It never worked. Never worked. Everybody could say, do you see anything? Do you see anything? Do you see anything? And finally, out of I don't know how many tries, probably 20 tries, finally, Eddie McElhenney gave me his, actually. And when he gave it to me and I looked in it, I think I actually saw the eclipse. So, regardless, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen on Wednesday. Big meteor shower. And depending on where you live, you might be able to tilt the head up to the skies and see some of the cool stuff. I know we are going to watch it, and I'm going to try to scout it out the best I can here for all of the listeners on America Tonight. But first, it was inevitable this was going to happen, right? We've been talking about this. Afghanistan. What to do with Afghanistan? McChrystal wants 40,000 more troops, and yet it's been put on ice, the decision, the strategy, for now, because there is going to be a runoff election. There was so much fraud in that election in Afghanistan, there was no choice but for Hamid Karzai to agree to a runoff election with Abdullah, because at this point he's got less than 50% of the vote. How bogus is that? The U.S. was trying to help and make this thing smooth, and apparently it wasn't. There was stuffing at the ballot box and all kinds of problems we've talked about before. But ultimately what we care about is it leads to the fact that there is more stalling tactics on Afghanistan because of the fact that there could be a change in regime. And it's not too far-fetched, depending on how people vote, that Abdullah becomes the new president of Afghanistan. So who are we backing? What happens there? Lots and lots of questions. And I think that what's starting to happen, clearly, if you're watching the polls, there are a lot of people who are not bailing on the troops that are there, but don't want to see more troops go over. They don't want to see that happen. There is this theory that we could see another Vietnam, that it would be similar to what happened in Vietnam. Now, somebody who was a part of Vietnam, Senator John Kerry, says that is not the case at all. Specifically, here were his comments.
We are here in Afghanistan because people attacked us here in this most significant attack against the United States since Pearl Harbor. We are here because there are still people at large who are plotting against the United States of America. And we are here because the stability of this region is a critical strategic interest to the United States.
And that's one of the curious twists of the poll, because most Americans agree with the senator. 60%.
All right, so there you heard what Kerry said, and in that report in CNN, exactly the poll, specifically the numbers, are 39% favor sending more troops, but 59% are saying, no way, forget it. No, we don't want to see that. And then another 52% are kind of thinking about it. So what does that tell you? It tells you that there is this malaise that has hit people over, are we at war? What's the strategy? All that sort of stuff. Now, you heard what Kerry said there about Afghanistan, that absolutely we should be there. This is where we were meant to be after 9/11, basically. And ultimately, it's that same question we're trying to answer. Is this where the U.S. needs to be? Is this the right place for retribution for 9/11? a lot of the people that we've talked to in the intelligence business said all along, skip over Afghanistan and move your pieces forward to Pakistan. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. You're our leadoff man this hour. Hey, Slam and Sammy.
Right now, I am pissed off at two people.
Mm.
I'm walking down the street today with Julie. We're going out for lunch. And there were two people who, you know, had a, you know, picture of Barack Obama with an Adolf Hitler mustache underneath.
Mm.
And I said, what the is this? Well,
right.
They wanted to prove something about his health care and something about, you know, what really goes on in Afghanistan. And I said, take that mustache off, you name calling.
Right.
So then he said, well, you know, and then he starts breaking out, and you want to know why Edward VII was really sent out? Because, you know, not because he wanted to marry Wallace Simpson, because he was a Nazi supporter. I said, listen, you, who you sleep with, you know, and then Julie was like, okay, Sammy, take it easy. and then he said, Lyndon LaRouche, and then she goes, oh, you mean the biggest anti-Semite who is even worse than the Ku Klux Klan? So then the lady who was with him says, I'm Jewish. She goes, oh, really? Did you happen to go to synagogue, Rosh Hashanah? I don't have to go to be Jewish. She goes, oh, let's just go, Sammy. And then he says, come on, you have to listen to some of this stuff. So we basically said, yeah, we got two words for you, and it's not Merry Christmas. Have a nice day, you name calling. So people are looking at us like, thank you for saying that, because they didn't have the, as my people would say, the chutzpah to do it. I mean, when I saw that Nazi mustache underneath Obama, I mean, the guy's, what, been in belly, what, 9 months? And they're already painting him like that? I mean, my attitude is, okay, give him, here in Canada, we have something known as a honeymoon period anytime a new prime minister is elected, you know, because he has to clean up the mess that the previous government made.
Sure, sure.
Is there something like that, you know, are you saying to Obama, okay, the honeymoon's over, now let's get to work?
Oh, yeah, I think the honeymoon has been over for a while, Sam. I think there are people who, whether they're left, independent even, certainly conservative or Republicans, but I think there are a lot of frustrations over Obama, but some of what happened certainly was inherited, and then it's a question of where are you moving the ball. But we're seeing that flip-flopping and frustrations, but it's interesting. I'm glad you brought up, actually, the Hitler thing. Sam, thanks. I'm glad you shared that, and I'm going to tell everyone why. You'll have to keep listening, but what I was going to talk about this on our previous show, but where is the line with the Hitler references? I saw a comedian over the weekend who said, you know, you just have to be careful when you go there, and you really can't go there. If you remember, and certainly he's not the only one, but Rush Limbaugh was talking about Obama and the comparison to Hitler on his radio show. He said, Adolf Hitler, like Barack Obama, is ruled by dictate. And I'll explain what he meant by that and then the reaction. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit OrderChews.com. That's Order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Coming up, we're going to talk about the $140 billion that's going to be paid out in bonuses, Wall Street firms-wise, and how irate that makes some people, and how does the Fed deal with the banks, in my opinion, not in the right way. Also, we're going to let you hear what Congressman Ron Paul says about it out of Texas, his thoughts, of course, on the Federal Reserve and the lack of accountability and all that sort of stuff, which we know we've talked about now for years on America Tonight. So has Paul. That's been his big thing. But it's gotten to the point where you really wonder and you see what's happening with the dollar, no doubt. And they're just printing it. It's like they're in a basement somewhere. They, being the Federal Reserve, let's spend some more money, more money, more money, more money. All right, where's the line with Hitler? It's interesting that Sam brought that up and what happened to him and his encounter. And this just happened the other day in Thailand. You had a museum there that they were asked to cover a billboard. They decided to do it because the outrage was too big. It depicted Adolf Hitler saluting after they got so many complaints from the German and Israeli embassies. They said, forget it. And they just decided, well, we're not going to, this is it. We're going to cover it up. And that's exactly what they did. So there is something about the Hitler reference. And I mentioned Rush Limbaugh, who was talking about, and he's, a lot of people have made the comparison, but Rush Limbaugh on his show talked about Obama and what he said. I just mentioned it, but I'll say it again. His, specifically what he said, I was listening actually that day. He said Adolf Hitler, like Barack Obama, ruled by dictate. And then, of course, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee just blasted what he said and pretty much said that Limbaugh's comments comparing Democrats and Obama to members of the Nazi Party and the use of Nazi swastika is disgusting as it is shocking. And his use of the Nazi swastika in the attempt to make a tasteless political comparison has no place in the public discourse. So, is that true? Is there just something? I mean, obviously, Hitler was a huge scumbag. I mean, we know the whole scoop with Hitler. It's not so much about that, but it's something about Hitler really drives people crazy, especially comparisons to people in politics. But was Limbaugh just equating a politician rallying up young people of a nation, pushing for the change, and then becoming really, really popular? And when he ultimately took the House, took the White House, was he becoming more like a dictator? And was he actually able to control government without a ton of opposition? I think that was clearly what he was trying, because, like I said, I heard that show, and you can dig it up anywhere on YouTube or wherever, but I think that's what Limbaugh was suggesting, not Obama is a Nazi, that he's got this power that he's glamming, if you will. That's the vampire term. He's glamming. He was glamming the youth, and so now they're not getting what they thought they got. But again, the question is the Hitler reference in anything just too over the top? Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, hi,
Mark.
Hi, hon. I'm good. First of all, Sam, don't confront anybody in the street. It's not worth it. You never know if you're going to deal with a nut job or someone's going to pull a knife or a gun. Let them wear their idiocy on their sleeve. It's a free expression. But let me make it just a couple of points here. Not supporting President Bush at all. You know how many times I've seen the Bush, the H on the end of his name turned into a swastika?
Oh, absolutely.
Right into the Hitler. So please, let's disseminate the ideas. As we know about the evil of Hitler and Stalin and Mao, what they had in common, they were all socialists and communists. Now, you might say, what's that have to do with today? Well, very simple. And Sam, as a Jew, you know I know about the Holocaust and how the Jews were disarmed. Just look at some of the people in this guy's administration, and please don't tell me he's got these people nominated. He got guys like Cass Sunstein, Eric Holder. He had Van Jones, this guy Bloom, Anita Dunn. Bloom and Anita Dunn were both praising Mao. The reason I bring up Mao is because they were Stalinists, they were communists, they were haters and killers, just like Hitler was. Look at the way that Cass Sunstein, Eric Holder, Obama himself, all supporters support gun control that even exceeds what Adolf Hitler was for, because they know after you register and confiscate the guns, you can do whatever you want. And that's what this guy is going to do in the future with the guns. This is not a call about gun control or whatever, because I don't think the American people have the guts to fight this government. But look at what he's doing. And just because you make the comparison, it was made the comparison to Bush. It's the same thing. He's surrounding himself with people that are doing exactly the same thing as guys like Hitler would do, even going back to Jeremiah Wright, Father Flager, these vicious people. And also Hitler had huge restrictions on freedom of speech, and he burned books. Look at the Supreme Court, with the Citizens United want to release this film about Hillary Clinton. The Solicitor General that was appointed by Obama argued that it's okay to ban books. So Rush was absolutely right to bring this up, because you have to face what's going on in this country. You think it's not happening? It is happening. I don't see a problem with the comparison. I see someone with a torch out on the hill trying to wake your asses up, excuse my French, to see what's going on. So I don't see a problem with this comparison to Hitler. You know your history. You know with the steps that were taken piecemeal, little by little, to subjugate us, and that's what you have to fight against. And the George Soros and all the other talk show hosts have been talking about how he supported Obama. This is the guy. He's the puppet master. And let me say this quick, if you give me another 30 seconds. They ramrodded Rush about the NFL, and they said the blacks. I want to talk to every NASCAR, NFL, baseball, dumbass player, a person that follows sports. If you knew George Soros, and if you are a sports fan and you believe in a right to self-defense or the right to own a gun, George Soros wants to own a baseball and football. Sell your tickets. do not support George Soros. He does not support your currency, your country, or your right to self-defense or to own a gun. So the hell with Rush, whatever he believes. George Soros is the real problem. He's the scumbag. Thanks for your time, Kate.
Yeah, George Soros, I agree. It's funny, if we were going to consistently, maybe once a month, put somebody in our dungeon, it would be Soros. And, in fact, even Saturday Night Live, I think, did a brilliant parody on him. He is the puppet master. All you have to do is Google Soros if you know nothing about him and connect the dots, just like Mark is saying. There's no question about it. And as he weaved in that conversation a little bit about Rush, I went off on that yesterday. If you were listening to the show, Rush did an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal on Friday because he was so irate and couldn't believe that Sharpton and Jesse Jackson were going after him for owning a piece or going to be a part of this Los Angeles, we were just talking about Los Angeles and a football team, the St. Louis Rams. And naturally, when the pot got stirred and the players' union got involved, and suddenly Roger Goodell, the commissioner, he wasn't too thrilled about the idea of having Rush be part owner of a team in the NFL, because after all, look at some of the things that he said. But if you go back and you look at what Rush said, especially with the Donovan McNabb thing, it wasn't portrayed correctly as to what he was talking about. And he was saying how the lines were certainly blurred and he was not a racist. And I think pretty much he resented being lumped into that category. So he thought that there was going to be a clear path to owning a chunk of the team. And then when suddenly got slammed down, of course, he's got over 15 million listeners of anybody in talk radio. He has the most listeners. He's been in talk radio for 19 years. And he, if anything, I think shoots from the hip and says what he thinks, if he's shooting from the hip or not, or some of it's well thought out. And, he's not worried about the controversy with the radio show, but I don't think he liked being, you know, subtly called a racist and being slammed out of this NFL opportunity when he thought that there was a clear path for him. All right, we're talking a little bit about the comparisons to Hitler, fair or foul. 800-259-5791. Meet you in a few.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Can't buy me love, love, can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can't buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love, can buy me love.
Obviously not the mantra on Wall Street. $140 billion expected to be paid out in bonuses. Ooh, doesn't that make your hair just stand on edge when you think about the bailouts? Think of J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. I got a great nickname for them, but I can't use it on the air. I don't want the FCC to slam me down to the ground. We're talking about Hitler references. When are they out of bounds? Is it just is the sensitivity issue one that's going to be there forever? Or is it specifically just the way the reference is used? Or is it just an Obama thing? 800-259-5791. Don in Wyoming. Hello, Donna.
Kate, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, my friend?
Holy cow, I don't call in for that often. And man, what kind of show you got going tonight? Adolf Hitler references? My gosh.
Perfect timing. Perfect timing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's me, the history major here. Correct a couple of things. Adolf Hitler was totally different than Stalin. That's why they fought Russia, okay? Went against the Soviet Union. You know, to sit there and you know, Adolf Hitler was not a communist. He was a fascist. And there was a big difference. And how in the world you can sit there and say Barack Obama is Adolf Hitler, you know, when Hitler was executing Negroes along with Jews, you know, I mean, in the theory of the master race, I don't know where that's coming from. Yeah, he's got a, Barack Obama's got a different idea of politics versus what the average right conservative person is, but he's not a fascist, okay? I've talked to you a lot of times about it, and he sure isn't he sure isn't Stalin. He sent 30 million people of his own people to death. And after World War II, so they asked him, well, what do you think about all these people you killed and you know, left to die? And he said, well, before the war, we had 130 million. Now I have 100 million to rule. You know, he didn't care about his people. You know, as long as he had a few million to rule, he was happy. I don't know where these and there's a lot of things that are going on, and I understand what's going down, Kate, but they're, you know, and it seems like, you know, if the liberals had their way, you know, they'd strip us of our guns, like Mark says, they'd strip us, they'd start taking away, you know, it's all part of it, because the problem I have with liberals, Kate, is they don't understand that their socialist ideas lead to communism. Okay, and they don't understand the concept. They don't think it does. Okay, they think that if everybody in the world's a socialist and everybody is, then everybody's going to get along. And mm-hmm. And we've talked about time to go for 4.5. You know, these Muslim extremists don't give a crap what you are. You know, you can be a capitalist, you can be a communist, you can be a socialist. It don't matter. They care less about your economic system. They're going to kill you no matter what, unless you know. Convert to Islam.
I agree, and, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, and so my point is, this is a total bum rant. I'm just shaking my head like, yeah, if you want to say Democrats, you know, sit there and believe in total government control over stuff, well, they're showing it, aren't they? I mean, they want to take over health care. They want to take over, you know, get rid of the Princess Pelosi, the little wicked witch from San Francisco, wants to do away with the insurance companies, from what I hear. You know, I mean, see, major corporations, they got their hands in. You see what they did with the banks? I mean, they loaned them all this money, and then they started telling them what to do. And what did the banks do? Hey, here's your money back. You know?
Right, exactly, so they could do whatever they wanted, yes.
Yeah, you're not going to tell us what to do, which made me think at the time, by the way, that I think that was a, maybe the banks really didn't need the money. You know what I mean? It was just a bunch of balloons
right.
going on. But in any case, so, you know, it's interesting to sit back when you see, political beliefs and wanting to control and take over, and they soft tone it like, oh, it's just a choice, and there'll still be insurance companies and everything, but it's not, you know. But don't sit there and go off and, you know, I mean, Barack Obama's, you know, I like him about 20% of the time, you know, but I mean, we could have somebody in there that was really rotten, that you didn't like anything they were doing, you know. And but anyway, I just kind of laughed, and I can't believe the comparisons to Hitler. People need to study their history a little bit better, and understand the fact that if it wasn't for the fact that Hitler hated communists, they probably would have won the war. They would have never attacked mm-hmm. Russia, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good point.
But Don, do you think, like I was talking about in Russia's case, what he was trying to say? You know, it depends on what you're talking about with Hitler. In his case, when he was talking about on his radio show, he was talking about getting the youth all excited and the change and all that stuff, and then turning out to be the controller, the dictator. It wasn't, you know, because that certainly was what Hitler was. I mean, he was somebody who controlled all aspects. We know that, right? So we would agree on that. So I guess what it is exactly what you said. If you really take it from the history standpoint, then and you look at every aspect and what Hitler was about, then it doesn't make sense, yes.
Kate, let me ask you a question, okay? Have you ever met one youth that isn't a little bit radical, for crying out loud? I mean, that's part
no.
of being a youth, you know, in the early 20s. That kind of was that way, Kate, for a while there. You know, I used to mouth back and ring it all the time. I had a bunch of crap in there, you know, but as I got older and maybe a tad bit wiser, I said, you know what? You know, my little radical ideas, you know, that's just natural, you know, and Brock's a young, good-looking guy, you know, I mean, he's not like an old guy, he relates
sure.
better to the younger generation,
younger.
You know,
yeah.
But you know, the point is, you know, I think there was a lot of people that were, and I would have to say that probably 80% of the youth vote or younger vote. You know, they're not studying the issues. They don't want nothing to do with politics. They just want to live their life and, you know, and hide their pot and whatever else, you know. But
I love that, hide their pot.
You know, but hey, one last thing. I got a little tidbit on this. You know, I remember the comments when Rush made about you know, back when that was going down, you know, with Donovan McNabb and everything. And, you know, there was a big issue going on in the NFL at the time, Kate, that they're sitting there wondering, well, gee, 80% of our running backs are African-American,
yeah,
and we don't have any black African-American or African-American quarterbacks. So why is that, mm-hmm. you know? He mm-hmm. wasn't the one that brought the issue up. It was an issue that was going on. I mean, we had Doug Williams won it. Doug Williams won it for the Redskins back in the 80s.
That's
you know,
right.
And then Gilliam, the guy at Pittsburgh, they were about the only two African Americans I can remember being successful quarterbacks in the NFL.
Right.
You know, and you know, but at the same time where Russ went wrong was is that he just basically said, well, look, you know, this McNabb guy ain't very good, and he's a product
of the idea that you have to have more blacks in the NFL, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and then that was to point the finger at a single individual is
right.
where I disagreed at the time with Rush and why it got real nasty. And of course, since, you know, unfortunately he's an Eagle, but, you know, we know that McNabb is a fantastic quarterback, you know. And,
right,
and
right.
You know, and then there's a few more African-Americans that are quarterbacks since then that have done well. And but there was no conspiracy to keep, you know, oh, they just can't quarterback or whatever. That's not true. You know what? You know, a lot of the quarterbacks in college that are African, they're running option systems, you know, and you're not going to run the option in the NFL, you know, and that's part of the reason why they didn't make it in the NFL. And there's plenty of white quarterbacks who run option, you know. Look at what's his name from Utah, Alex Smith, you know, ran the option at Utah, and he hasn't made it very well in the NFL, you know. But anyway, back to the issue, you know, it's you know, I can understand because of past comments, you know, and a lot of these players are pretty touchy when it comes to that, you know. In the NFL, they think they're on top of the world because how much money they make, and you know, because you've interviewed them and been around them your whole
mm-hmm.
career,
mm-hmm.
you know. But you know, it's just I just keep shaking my head, Kate, because, you know, we celebrate Martin Luther King every year, and I just love the man, and I remember him precisely stating that, you know, quit judging people by the, you know, by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character, you know. And
mm-hmm.
and yet you just, here we are 40 years later, and you just see it constantly, you know, and you just shake your head. But
I know, I agree.
Congratulations on that big win by your Phillies, man. That was exciting. So.
No kidding on that. Then that bottom of the ninth like that, it was amazing.
And by the way, you know how much I despise Lucifer's Angels in Anaheim, you know, and they're
well,
the
know.
Evil empire of the West Coast going up against the real evil empire. So I know it's hard for you to believe that I'm actually rooting for the Yankees, but, you know, we got to clear that up. But then I'll be switching channels there on for your Phillies. But I hope I haven't jinxed
Sweet.
Them because, you know, when I rooted for the Giants against the Patriots, you know, 3 years ago in that Super Bowl, I was like, oh, man, I don't know about this, rooting for a team that I root against constantly, you know. And sure
I know,
enough,
it's rough. It's rough to do that.
And they've been whipping the Cowboys ever since. But
too funny. I love that you're going to jump to my side for the Phillies. Woo,
oh,
give some applause
well,
for that.
Know,
come on.
Too. You know, I shouldn't, too, because you guys, hey, hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
You ran us out of town, you know, 450 something years ago, and I should never do that. But, you know, you ran my athletics out of town. But yeah, you know, it'd be great. That's a fantastic ball team. They're fun to watch, and you know, even if you just don't like watching baseball, you know, turn it on and watch the Phillies because that team just some way figures out a way to win. So.
I love it, Don. It's always good to hear from you. Drive safely, my friend. All right, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Actually, you know, Don made some good points. He's talking about, hey, listen, you know, the reference to Hitler. You think of young people. You think of what they're like. You think of what would you be called radical for. But we have more on this coming up on the flip side.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the Federal Reserve, the joke that it is, and why Congressman Ron Paul, among others, is trying to take some big action, or at least certainly raise that awareness level, especially when you hear about all the things that are still continuing to happen on Wall Street. Let's go to Scott in Wisconsin. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Kate. Can I have a little time with you?
Oh, you cannot lobby me for time. Just say what you have to say, and we'll decide. Go ahead. Okay. Everybody wants their own talk show when they jump on here. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyways, you know, I am a spiritual man, and I stay with the Bible, you know, and I know what's in Revelations and that. But you know what? There's something serious, and I was talking to my friend the other day about there's two more nails to put in the coffin. And one of them is the health bill, and the last one is this climate bill, all right? Well, I got a real serious thing for people to go check out. In fact, you can do it if you got YouTube right there. In December, in Copenhagen, Denmark, is going to be the big meeting.
Sure.
And it has. There's a YouTube video that just came out with Lord Christopher Monakatan. He's a world climate change expert that spoke up October 14th in Minnesota, Minneapolis. And when you see this YouTube video, and I'm talking about all Americans, you go there and watch this. And what this is going to do is, if this false leader of ours goes to this thing and signs this world climate thing, he's going to sign away the sovereignty of America to communism. And you should check this out.
All right, but why is he signing, making us communists by signing this over? Listen, I'll agree with you on this. I think global warming, so much of what global warming is, because there are scientists that say this is false. So I agree with you there, that say, you know, listen, this is about a different kind of business, the green business. People are trying to make money on this. And if you really calculate, you know, like we've had Cal Beisner on, if you really calculate what's happening, it doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense scientifically, and there are enough scientists to refute the whole notion of global warming. So why does this akin to communism by Obama signing the accord with others as far as global warming and the pact?
Well, you're exactly right, buddy. You know what? This is just a scam.
Right. See, that's a scam. I think it's a scam.
Finish up here. I'll give you the website for you to go to. You can go on YouTube. It's www.globalclimatescam.com.
Globalscam.com. We got it, Scott. Thanks. See, now that I'll go there with him about scam. I do think there's a lot that has to do with global warming that is not scientifically, there's enough people to refute it. So there's the problem. And when you see some of the scary statistics that are out, and you start to look at it and you say, well, wait a second, how can this be right about the Celsius, da, 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 then you get other scientists to refute it. It's business. It's business. It is a scam. We've had enough people on this show. In fact, I'm going to go through the archives, and we're going to do a show that's all about green, to be green or not, and talk about a lot of the fallacies that are out there. I think that's a fair thing to do. We're doing that for you, Scott, and for other people that have called the show to talk about global warming. Absolutely. If you want to call it a scam, I'm right there with you. From all the things that I have heard lately and people who have opened my eyes to that, again, in the scientific community who have the credentials, not nut jobs, people with real credentials who can refute some of the things that are being said. All right, in the meantime, let's jump quickly to the money deal. And what the money deal is we're talking about, once again, if you look at the paybacks and you look at the Goldman Sachs, of course, they pay all the money back because they don't want the government in their business. And there's a big reason why. They want to give out the bonuses that they want to give out, the $140 billion in bonuses that's about to hit on Wall Street. When you look at, when you look at unemployment, 9.8%, really, I think it's closer to 10%. And you think of the money that's being spent lobbying-wise, $224 million in lobbying in the first 6 months of this year, when we're talking about the financial sector. And the financial guys don't like the fact that the regulations, the idea to regulate Wall Street, is being discussed, because they still want to have the tap on and just suck all those dollars out. Here's what Congressman Ron Paul had to say, basically about twisting money and then, of course, lumping it into the ridiculousness of the Federal Reserve.
Well, they take care of their own. There's a great deal of influence in Washington from Wall Street. And I think most people have known about it, but they're really coming to the understanding how it really works. If things are going well, when the bubble is being formed and the Fed makes easy credit, a lot of people make a lot of money. But that's doomed to fail. The bubble bursts. And rightfully, the thing to do then is to put people in jail if they committed fraud. And the people who are bankrupt, let them go bankrupt. Well, we didn't do that. Very little fraud was prosecuted. And the people who were supposed to go bankrupt got bailed out. Some went bankrupt. If they didn't have enough influence, like Lehman Brothers, they went bankrupt. But somebody like Goldman Sachs, they're in a much better position. So they really got to bail out, and they're making tons of money. Well, I wouldn't have been able to predict and say what the profits would be, but no, I'm not surprised there's been a recovery. I think markets work this way. The stock market has recovered 50%, but a lot of times that has happened. That happened in the 1930s. So these same banks right now that are making tons of money and stashing it away, they're not out of the woods when the next downturn occurs. So I don't think it's over, but we have to wonder who's pulling the strings. You know, it is said that the Congress didn't have enough strings attached to the money they were giving away, but I think the strings go in the other directions. I think Wall Street has the strings on Washington, and they pull and do what they want, and that's where the corruption is. They control the monetary system. That's why it's so important that we find out how the Fed deals with banks secretly and how they deal with international finances and international central banks and other governments. That's where a lot of shenanigans are going on. They're hysterical if they think the Congress is going to find out exactly what they do behind the scenes and why some of these companies and some of these banks do so well while the average guy on Main Street gets clobbered. But well, this is characteristic of the monetary system we have. This is not a surprise.
All right, and I think Paul has such a good point there. Absolutely. I mentioned the lobbying efforts and the money that was being spent. So this idea of the regulations coming down is, there's definitely blowback on that. It's being met with a lot of opposition. And, of course, you know why, because, as I said, my analogy is like the spigot. The spigot was on. Oops, we got to turn the spigot off because we need to be bailed out. Oh, let's turn the spigot back on. Hurry up, pay them back, and get them out of our hair. Regulations is something certainly they don't want to see at like Goldman Sachs. They don't want to have to answer in any way, shape, or form to the government for X, Y, Z, whatever it is that's happening. And as Paul says, the average guy, the average schmo on the street, you just can't, you're not going to do it. You're not going to touch what they know. They're not going to touch what they're complicit in, what they've found out. There's just no way. It's not going to happen. All right, and speaking of being swindled a bit, how about this? There's more interesting things that are starting to come out of what happened with Madoff and the Madoff victims. In fact, there's a new lawsuit against some associates of Bernie Madoff. You know, everybody knew Madoff didn't do what he did alone, that he had to have somebody in on it or somebody who knew things that were happening. And sure enough, we're talking about sex, drugs, and a lawsuit. When more of the details emerge, of course, we'll fill in the blanks for you on a future America Tonight show. Remember, folks, despite everything that we've said, the doom and the gloom, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and you can always reach out and grab that brass ring.
Well, I'm not getting bailed out.